So let's review. The Gemara at the end of the previous daf introduced a discussion of loytis gaidu, which we darshan as loytasu agudis agudis. You should not form various groups with differing practices regarding certain halachas. Rashi explains the reason for this law, the nir kanoigin based tyrus. It seems like two tyrus. The Rambam writes, shadav is a gomel machlekes gedolis. The purpose of this law is to avoid strife. The Gemara therefore questions that which the Mishnah taught. Beshamai matirin hatzaras la'achim o beisil oisrim. According to Beshamai, a tzaras ever is mutzer for yibim. According to Beisil, a tzaras ever is asa for yibim. If we assume that they each follow their own opinions and practice, would that not constitute a transgression of loytis gaidu? The Gemara first answers that it depends on the following. Shtei batei dinim be'ir achas. Two courts in the same town is considered loytis gaidu. Shtei batei dinim b'shtei ayaras leslamba. Two courts in two towns are not considered loytis gaidu. As the Gemara later says, mekaymis mekaymishani. Varying customs in separate locations are not considered loytis gaidu. However, since Tamidu Beis Shammai and Tamidu Beis Hillel oftentimes lived in the same town, the Gemara qualifies it further. Bezdin bi'ir achas, plagmarin kedivrei Beis Shammai uplagmarin kedivrei Beis Hillel. One court in one town, with a difference of opinion within the Bezdin, and people of this town differ in practice, that is considered loytis gaidu. However, shtei batei dinim bi'ir achas lasnamba, two separate courts, even in the same town, are not considered loytis gaidu. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel generally had separate courts. Now, this entire discussion is dependent on the following machlokes. Rish Lakish v'Rav hold, lo yosu Beis Shammai kedivreim. Beis Shammai did not follow their opinions of practice, but rather those of Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shmuel hold, asu Beis Shammai kedivreim. Beis Shammai did follow their own opinions in practice. Obviously, loytis gaidu is an issue only if asu Beis Shammai kedivreim. The Gemara elaborates, kedem baskel, before the baskel which called out halacha ke Beis Hillel, this machlokes would be explained as follows. Lamanda maloy asu doha besel aruba. Beis Shammai accepted the ruling of the majority. Manda maasu, Beis Shammai mechad de tfei. Since the Beis Shammai were sharper, we did not necessarily follow the majority. La'achar baskel, after the baskel, this machlekes is explained as follows. Manda amaloy asu doha nafka baskel. Beis Shammai accepted the ruling of Beis Hillel based on the baskel. Manda maasu, e mashkichim be baskel. We do not accept a baskel regarding halachic rulings. The Gemara goes on and wants to prove lo yosu Beis Shammai kedivreim. From the words of the Mishnah, lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa noshim bisel, v'lo bisel mi Beis Shammai. They would marry one another. Apparently, there were no questionable offspring. However, the Gemara answers that the words of the Mishnah are inconclusive. Lo olam asu, demay d'lehu parashu. It's possible that asu Beis Shammai kedivreim, and there were questionable offspring. However, as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, they would notify each other and indeed refrain from marrying those questionable offspring. Let's take a look at the machlekes again. According to Beis Shammai, a tzaras erva is mutter for yibim. According to Beis Hillel, tzaras erva is asa for yibim. Now let's see what happens according to each opinion if the tzaras erva follows through and acts like the other opinion. Beis Shammai requires yibim. According to Beis Hillel, it's chiv krisis because she's an erva of eshesach shleba makam mitzvah to the yavam. And since Yesh Mamzer Mechiv increases, it would render their offspring Mamzerim, and Beis Hillel is certainly also to marry these children. Beis Hillel does not require Chalitz. According to Beis Shammai, marrying an outsider would be Chiv Alavin, and since Eim Mamzer Mechiv Alavin, it would not render their offspring Mamzerim, but merely Pagumim, and Beis Shammai would be Mutter to marry these children. However, they would be also to marry the Tzaras Erva herself. The Gemara relates that to satisfy both opinions, Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi said, Bayu v'nesakan hem letzaras. Let's enact a ruling which would require the tzaras erva to perform chalitza to satisfy the opinion of Beis Shammai, but not allow them to perform yibum to satisfy the opinion of Beis Hillel. Shimon Gamliel answered, and this would be a good idea for those tzaras who have not yet married, but it would create a problem for the tzaras of Beis Hillel who have already married an outsider based on Beis Hillel's opinion. Lech litzu mimasuga gavrayu. If we require them to perform chalitza to satisfy the opinion of Beis Shammai, they will become repulsive to their husbands because they will think that their wives were asur until now. We cannot make such an enactment because derechav, darchei noyim, v'chol nisiv v'seh shalom. The ways of the Torah are pleasant and peaceful.